We are learning Masechta Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, and we are starting approximately 7-8 lines from the top of two dots. Shloisha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oyavon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves three types of people. Misha Eina Kayis, someone does not get angry. Misha Eina Mishtake, someone does not get drunk. Misha Eina Mamin Amidoysev, and someone who does not be Mamin Amidoysev, it means he's easygoing. If someone insults him, he doesn't like get upset, and he's not an action, he's not stubborn, and he gives in, he's Mevater. That's what Hashem loves. Shloish HaKadosh Baruch Hu Soinon. Three type of people HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not like. Hamada Be'echav Pe'vechav Leiv. Someone talks one way and his heart means something else. He's a liar. Vayedeya Eidus V'chaveir V'nameid Lo. He knows something that can help his friend. He's an aid. He doesn't want to get involved. That's not a good thing either. Hashem doesn't like that. You have to help your friend. If you know Eidus for a friend, you have to aid. Vayroya. What's the third thing? Vayroya Va'er V'chaveir. You see something bad by your friend, umayid by Yechidi. And you say Eidus Yechidi. Lacha is. You need two Eidim. And an Eid Yechidi is worth nothing because he's not Neman. And we'll see the Gemara. We'll elaborate on that. Ki ha, there's a Maisa, the Toiv Yechata. Toiv did Aveira. And Va'asa Zigud Luchudei. Va'asad Be Kamei Rapapa. And Zigud came and told Rapapa, oh look, Toiv did Aveira. Nagdila Zigud. They gave Zigud Makas Mardas. They gave him patch. Omalei, it's a Shmak is saying. Omalei, Toiv Yechata Zigud Benaged. You know, he does Aveira and I get patch. Yeah, that's the answer. Yeah, I'm in. The Chesu says in Pasuk, Lo Yakum Eidecha Be'ish. It says in the pasuk like this: Lo yakum eid echa beishachol oven chachatas. That eid echa is not neman. So where the Rashbam learns like this: that the pasuk says you're not neman, and bez is not maimed them. Therefore, you're over lo yiselech rachel. You're over the iser of rechilus of bais hashem ra. Sad bais hashem ra. Ba'am will come after. You're just saying eidus and you're bais hashem ra. So the iser is the iser lashon hara. That's what the Rashbam learns. The Arayim learns that there's a new lav, lo yakum eid echad be'ish, that an eid echad is not allowed to say eidus. This is the lav. This is one of his 613 mitzvahs. This is one of his lav. Lo yakum eid echad is not just a zara lebezdin, don't accept one eid. There's an iser lo yakum eid echad. So the Mechagas Rashbam and the Arayim had to learn. Ayn Nechus Chinuch, who discussed this as well. The Chinuch and the Rambam also don't count it. They're also like the Rashbam. The Arayim counts it as one of the lavim. Lo yakum eid echad, you shouldn't say aidus on a person if you don't have another aid. And it's a very dakistic thing, because you do it yourself, it's avera, lav. If you do it with two people and you don't go, it's avera. Okay. It's like that. Omer Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak Omer Rav, mutl esnoisa. The law is, if you see something bad by your friend, you saw someone do avera, you just can't be made, you're allowed to hate him for that. Shneema, it says in the Pasuk, Kisira chamar senacha revis tachas masoi. It says, if you see your enemy, a donkey is like loaded up and can't stand up, the law is you have to help him even though he's an enemy. Now, what does it mean, an enemy? My soine. Like the Rashbam explains, we're not talking about a Rasha who hates other people. A good deed doesn't hate anyone. So who's his enemy? Ilim is soine. If it means a non-Jew, which you're allowed to hate, but Tanya says the Brisa, soine shomru, the pasuk says soine, it means a soine Yisrael, of loy soine achri. Ela pshita, soine Yisrael, means a soine Yisrael. Mishar elemin, so misne, and I'll hate a fellow Jew. It says that you're not allowed to hate your fellow Jew, your brother. Ella, dikasad over the suru. It must be this two aidim that he did. It's circle. I'm not missing something later. Everyone's allowed to hate him before he does tshuva. Ma'ish tahai. What are we talking about? This pasuk is mashma. It's his seinacha, his enemy. What's his enemy? It can't be stam a guy you don't like because he doesn't look the way you like. He looks like. That's a rasha. He's a rasha himself. Teres is the reason to hate him. What's the case? Alav ki gavno the chazi be'iud va'erva. You yourself saw something va'erva by him. You're allowed to hate him for that. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar mitzvah l'sanoisa. It's a mitzvah to hate him. Shneim says in the pasuk, Yiras Hashem sinois ra geya v'goyin v'derech rab upi tapuchay sanesi. You need the end of the pasuk, which sounds like lashon yachid sanesi. So we see that even though you're the only one who could hate him, you still it's a mitzvah to hate him. Zodim Mara Vayter Amar Rav Acha Brei Deral Rashi Maul Meimer Leil Rabbi L'Misnayah. You let it tell your Rebbe about this, and he will hate him. Amalei said, "Iyada de mehem in l'rabbe kibetrei lemalei." If you know that the Rebbe believes you like two Adam, then say it. Be loyal, lemalei. Don't tell it to him. And the Chavetz Chaim speaks out. Even if you tell your Rebbe and he believes you, you have to be a type of Rebbe. You won't tell it to anyone else. Only, but if, just for the Rebbe himself, you're allowed to tell him because the nemalei kibetrei. You can just tell the Rebbe for himself that he should know about it, but no one else. He shouldn't be able to tell anyone else. Tanu Rabbanan, Shloisha Chayim Enechayim. There are three types of people who lives are not lives. Harachmonim, Varachschonim, Vayinid Adas. The Taich means people have a lot of Rachmanis, people who get angry easily, and people who are very picky. And Dr. Rashba means Yoyse Medai. Of course, it's going to be a Rachman. If you're too big of a Rachman, it gets in your way and you can't live. Same thing with being a finicky and picky. You can't live, you can't eat anything, you can't sleep anywhere. Someone sits in your bed, you can't sleep on the bed. You know, you get crazy. So it's not a life, it's just getting leaven. If you have these three things in too much of an amount, it's not a good life. I'm Rav Yosef, Kulis Dubi. Rav Yosef had all these, you know, all of the Shas. Rav Yosef says he was an Istinus. And he said, all these I had, unfortunately. Tanu Rabbanan, Shloisha Shanim Zerazat. There are three groups that hate each other. Elohim are Klovim. Dogs hate each other. There's always a very big competition between them. Vatana Goylim, Vahachabarim. So what's Chabarim? So I'm touching Chabarim because that's an Ummah from the Bnei Parsim that Rashi says in Mishavis that it's an Ummah from Bnei Parsim. They hate each other. The Rishash has an interesting Mishash. It says Chabarim means any groups of people. Anytime it's like the so-called Shutvis, they usually end up hating each other when they're doing the same thing. I read what it says. Government, they're partners. A lot of times land up fighting, land a lot of sinner. So these are the type of people sinning each other. Chaverim, if you're a shash, means like groups of shutvim. It says also Zionists also hate each other. Yes, after Milchama Shabbat also hate each other because they're a little bit nasty to each other. We have to understand on their level. Of course, it means that they hate each other. They're in competition. Tana Rabbanan, Shloisha Oyvim Zazah. There are three groups of people. They love each other. Elohein Agerim, converts, Vavodim, slaves, Vaarvim, and ravens. These three groups, they're very shuffled. They feel very low about themselves. So they find. They find companionship in the other ones who are the same level as them. So converts and avodim, all they love each other. This way, they commiserate with each other. Abba, there are four things that ein adas levasa means, which makes no sense. Elohein dal geya, a poor person who is a bal gaiva, that makes no sense. For asher mekachesh, a asher who steals. That's like the worst. Like, what's a guy thinking? Guy has $4 billion and he's stealing money. The Zokin Menaif, a Zokin who is a Menaif, he's Oivaz Nus, he's a Zokin, old man already, he doesn't have so much time already, he's a Menaif. Uparnis Meskala Tzibra Bechinam, and Uparnis, who is Meskala Tzibra Bechinam, means he doesn't do anything for them. All he abuses his power. All he does with his power is he gains things for himself, he does nothing for anyone else. Vyesh Oimrim, Afa Megaresh, Es Ishtoi. They don't even need examples in America, basically every politician is saying that's what it is. Another thing that's just like in the Das that you can understand is someone who's Megarish's his wife and then brings him back. But Maisa Tanakama doesn't say that brings her back. Tanakama doesn't say that. Zimna the Ksuba Ruba, sometimes he divorces her, then he chaps, how much Ksuba costs, then he says, you know what I do, I can't afford it, I gotta remarry her. Sometimes also he has children, he sees it doesn't work out, Lemotsi Megarish law, he can't Megarish. Yeshua says,
Shnia,
yes, he's on the Shnia, could be. So what are you doing? One time really chap, why are you doing the second time? It could be. When I start coming and say either one, because still, I guess, he sees again the Ksuba was too much, I guess. Chamisha Dvarim, Siva Kanan is Bonav. There are five things that Kanan was with Savah's children, which the Rashbam explains, not Mamish, just means it looks like they're with Savah's children, because this is what they do. It looks like this is their, like, you know, this is the way they were taught. This is the way they were brought up. Chamish dvarim tziva kanan is banav. Evo is azah. First of all, love each other. The evo is a gezo. Love stealing things. But evo is azima. Loves nos. V'sonu is adneichem. Hate your masters because kanan was avadim. But the dabra emes. Never speak the truth. Shishu dvarim ne'amarim besus. There are six things said by a horse. Oyev es aznos. V'oyev es anachama. V'ruchoy egasa. Umo'is es ashena. He doesn't like sleep. It says a horse only sleeps 60 breaths, like a half hour at a time. Ha'oichel harbi moitzi kima. He eats a lot and moitzi kima a little bit. A little bit comes out. He also tries to kill his Baal Macham, which means he takes, if he has to wants to go somewhere, he'll schlep his rider with him and it'll be dangerous. Shiva menudim l'shamayim. There are seven types of people who are menuda b'shamayim, that in shamayim they put them into nidui. What's these seven things? First of all, Elohein. These are Misha Inle Isha, someone who lives without a wife. That's not good for Chait. Isha Inle Bonim, someone who has a wife, he doesn't have children. And the Torah speaks out, he doesn't want to have children. Nira Dafka, she also, she has a Sega Periviv. Someone's not Oisega Periviv, that is like Menuda. Misha Inle Bonim, people have children, don't send them to Talmud Torah. When we say Eilat Tefillin Barayish, he doesn't wear Tefillin. Tefillin is Raya, Tefillin on his head and his arm. It says Vigdai, prison with Tzitzis. The first speaking, even though it's not a Chiyiv to wear Tzitzis, but Lamaisa, it's a mitzvah that saves you every time. When a person doesn't wear Tzitzis, that's like not a good thing. Mezuzah Pischa doesn't have Mezuzah on his door. Vamenev no Raglav, doesn't wear shoes. It's a big thing to wear shoes. Yesh Eimrim, Af Misha Ein Mesa Vechaburus HaMitzvah. And also, some say, someone doesn't eat by Chaburus HaMitzvah, means a Sudas Mitzvah. What's the example of Sudas Mitzvah? The Rashbam over here in Taisa and Tapakuf Yidal speak out, it's a Sudas Mila. A Sudas Mila, someone goes to Sudas Mila, Kubitz Kimonoda, it's a big mitzvah, Sudas Mila. Also, another Sudas is Bas Kayin Lekayin, which means a Sudas Chasana, it's a Sudas Mitzvah. Also, it's a big Inyan to eat by a Sudas Chasana, that it's a Talmud Chacham, or it's Bas Kayin. That's Sudas Mitzvah. It's a big Indian deed by Sudas Mitzvah. We should not ask by the stargazers to tell you the future. The Pasuk says you should be shalim, complete with Hashem, with betachin, and don't look for the asidus. And according to the Ramban, this is a saying in the Torah. This is one of the minyan of the 613 mitzvahs to be tam tiyam Hashem lekecha. The Rambam does not count it. Two pshatim, why not? Either pshat, the Rambam holds that there's no such thing really as stargazers. It's all a bunch of baloney. Also, but the Ramban argues that, he says there is such a thing. The Ramban, the Rambam. Not a pshat in the Rambam is because it's a general thing. It's general. It's not so specific. It's more have a talk and therefore it doesn't count as minyan mitzvahs. But either way, there's something in the Torah saying, Tom Tiyamashalakacha, the person shouldn't look for asidus. And all those Gemaras that say that a stargazer told him this, that, they told him. They didn't ask for it. You should not ask. If someone tells you, you could trust it, according to the Ramban. But you shouldn't ask about it. How do you know if someone knows more than him in something, he should give him kavod? Like Tosfos speaks out of Kavadal also, that's what Tosfos are printed, that if they didn't learn from him. If you learn from him, he anyway has to call him Rebbe if he learns from him one thing. The second Tosfos on top. Here, if you didn't learn from him, just you know he's better than you one thing. You have to give him kavod for that. Shneimer says the Pasuk in Daniel, called kavod the Ruach Yisera, anyone that has a Ruach Yisera, Malka Sisla Kamaisa Al Kamachusa, I'll make him in charge. Daniel, that he saw, was much more talented, he put Daniel, the head minister. Another halacha. Vayeshevas Adam Toyar. The halacha is that Medina de Gemara. We don't know like that. Medina de Gemara. After a baby boy, you have 33 days of made Toyar. After a girl, 66 days. In those days, if an Isha sees Dam, she is Tar, even though she sees Dam. When it finishes those days, let's say the 80th day, so now if she's Dam, she's Tame. So it used to be Pirish, the Oina afterwards, because to recognize that now she's going into regular times, that if she's Dam, it's Dam Tame. So Yeshua is Dam Toyer, Asur Shamish, she's Asur Shamish when she finishes Dam Toyer. Ad Kam, Amarab, Oina. You have to wait the Oina. What does Oina mean? So Rashbam says it means 12 hours. So the first Oina, you have to be Pirish after Dam Toyer to recognize that now we're adding the May Toyer and the May Tumah. Now if she's Dam, she is Tame. We learned the name of Yosef Hutzal. Tana, who Yosef is Hutzal, who Yosef Abavli. Is the same person Yosef Bavli. Who Isi Ben Gurariye? That's who Isi Ben Gurariye. Who Isi Ben Yehuda? Who Isi Ben Gamil? Who Isi Ben Mahal? Or Ma Shmai? What's his real name? Isi Ben Akavya Shmai. Who? And then another Amayra, Ravitzim Ben Tavlo, who Ravitzim Ben Chakla, Tana. Ravitzim Ben Tavlo, who Ravitzim Ben Chakla, who Ravitzim Ben Eloy. Who? Rav Yitzchak ben Acha, now a new thing. Rav Yitzchak ben Acha, the Shmaitza, when you have a Shmaitza and you say, Rav Yitzchak, it's a Yitzchak ben Acha. When you have a garata, not halacha, but a garata, then it's Yitzchak and Pinchas. Yitzchak and Pinchas is the garata. How do you remember which of Yitzchak is which? Mesimonech, the pasuk says, argues to Shimon Noach, the pasuk in the Rayom is, Shimauni Achi Va'ami. So Lo Achi is Acha and Shimua, Shmaitza. So you know, Shmaitza is who? Yitzchak ben Acha from Washington Achi. Achi Vishmuni. What am I going to tell the Mishnah? Omer Rabba Baba Chanam Yechnam Shmaitza Yehuda Bar Loi, Achoil Botzel. Eat onions with shevetzel. Then you'll be able to live in a house. But if you eat fancy stuff and skirt steaks every day, you might land up homeless because you need the money. So eat onions and pay the rent with shevetzel. It's like it's a play on the words batzel. Achel batzel, shav batzel. It means if you eat batzels, you'll live in the shade. Another example: leisechel avozim tarnegolim veilibcha roitavcha alecha. Don't eat fancy foods. You have to eat more, your heart will run after you have to eat more, and also a person will lose his money if he runs after very fancy foods. Eat a little less food, and put it into your house. It's more important to have a more spacious house than to have food. I guess a pshat is that a house lasts forever, or at least for a nice amount of time. Food, by the next morning, it's gone. So therefore, it's more important just to eat until you have enough food to eat and be moisif on your dira, which is a better investment. Someone eats fatty foods, which means he eats fancy foods, he'll have to hide in the attic. Again, to play on words. Tasha means he'll have to hide in the attic. Why? Because the debtors are running after him. The ochel kukukli, if he eats food that's like vegetables, then kukukli the masi shaka. He'll have to sit in the middle of the city near the garbage dump. It's interesting, lots of garbage dump, but I mean, he won't have to worry about anyone being tevei, and he might have to if he eats pashta foods. Yeah.